Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Last night, we had the great honor, the great joy.
Privilege.
Yeah, really, of going. And actually, I'm not even being sarcastic. It was an awesome party. Yeah. We went to the Love is Blind exclusive fan event. Reunion watch party.
It was too exclusive.
Adam Powerfield.
Yeah.
How did you get, like, I know how we got in.
Right.
How did people get in?
It was like you entered through, like, at our Love is Blind party, there was a QR
so
code
to
enter.
That's two people from Horizon, who got in, yeah. Right? How did the rest of those people get in there?
And then I think you entered online, and some of them were flown out.
Wow.
In fact, I bet a lot of them were.
I know there were quite a few, like, other influencers and people from past seasons as well.
There was a lot of people from past seasons, which was really fun because I was like, ah.
I don't know anybody from past seasons. I've only watched 1 and 9.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So I got to see Giannini again.
A married couple from the Minneapolis. Giannina.
Once the eyes get going, you're like, Giannini.
Right.
It's Giannina. Got it.
But yeah, a couple from the, like, Baltimore season or the Maryland season, whatever city up there.
It was lovely.
DC. That was the season. Who were lovely?
The whole event.
Oh, it was incredible.
I have a Love is Blind goblet.
I know.
And if I'm being totally honest, I have two.
And you don't want to let go of one, because I requested that in text.
I did, and I ignored that because I was like, if you wanted to, princess, get two.
Do you not have two?
So we've got three.
Okay.
And we were thinking we could gift one or two to someone in my family. I don't want to disclose because it would be part of a Christmas gift.
You cheap ass mother.
But no, you don't get it.
Did you drink out of them already?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The problem is, I got a drink, they gave me a goblet. I got a second drink, they gave me a plastic cup, but I should have just been like, can I have that goblet? Like, what are we doing?
Aaron's friends were just like, I need another fancy cup. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, I should have just asked.
Yeah.
But just, I didn't.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't. What I did want to say about the event, we watched the reunion. So if you haven't watched the reunion, there's not that much big stuff. There was one big thing.
No,
everyone already knows the Sparkle Megan revelation. Yeah. That one's like...
Talking to KB, she said that they filmed the reunion. It was 4 hours.
Wow.
And they left out at least 3 hours of stuff. She said that the juiciest stuff was not included.
Interesting.
First off,
T-Hack, if you're looking confused, KB is one of the cast members from Denver. They were all there. The entire Denver cast was there.
I always thought KB was attractive on the show.
Okay.
I think she's probably one of the most...
beautiful people, person, just, inside and out.
Just to date her would be a joy because I just date people, and I myself am somebody who, like, sweep it under the rug. Let's not talk about it until it blows up into something really terrible, and then we'll probably break up over it. And that woman just communicates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't like this way this is going, and here's how I feel about it. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Mm. She's the best.
She's the best. She's pretty. On TV, whatever. She is stunning.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous in person.
I felt like that most of them were more attractive in person.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
I will say.
What?
This was filmed 2 years ago.
Yes, and
they've
everyone
had a lot of work done.
Everyone basically.
Oh yeah, Madison.
Themselves.
Like, what? Yeah. What did she do? Oh my God.
Yeah, it made me a little sad because I was
Madison tried way too hard.
Your whole thing was like, I'm me, I'm myself,
yeah, no,
and
she's
then
not
it was
her
like,
anymore.
And by the way, I'm going to change everything yes. about that. And I'm like, wait, what are we doing?
Yeah, that was bad. But even Sparkle Megan looked amazing for having a kid just what?
2.5 months ago.
No, it was not that.
Yes, at the reunion,
Shut
she
up.
Said I had a baby.
Which three
and a half months ago?
When was that filmed?
Like, I think a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
no,
2 weeks ago.
I think
yeah.
it,
so we'll round up 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I think she start. Okay. Can anybody do math? She got back to Denver in April and said she started dating the guy like right then. Or she started dating the guy in April of last year.
Sure.
So and then got pregnant 3 months into dating him. So that's May, June, July. So she's pregnant in July. When did she have a baby?
Math is so
probably
hard.
April.
Okay.
It would be 9. April.
Okay.
April,
10. Usually
yeah.
it's actually 10, mm-hmm. right?
So April
no,
or
she
May.
Said 3 months.
Huh. I don't know.
Or
but
she
I
said
don't know,
2.5.
I don't know when the
she
reunion was filmed.
She looked
okay.
great. And
yeah.
that was who I wanted to talk about.
Sparkle
mm-hmm.
Megan.
We
don't
on
don't,
this show.
Don't you dare let me in.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Aaron and I yeah. on this show last week said some unkind things about
Correct.
Her.
Neither yep. of you like Sparkle Megan. And you're
her.
Incorrect.
Hold on. I loved her until the final episode, and then I was let down by her behavior
never
and
let
her
down by her.
Out of touch mm-hmm. reality.
And
I remember
I,
you were defend. You were like,
yes,
I'm
you
Team
were.
Sparkle Megan.
I always
I
thought
that.
It. I
Thank
thought
you.
The type 1 diabetic connection was too forced. It was weird.
Oh, that's
having
right.
Having a child with type 1 diabetes is completely different from having a parent. I hate
yep.
that she forced it.
Yep.
And that just gave me a really bad taste in my mouth.
Well, last night, I thought she and Jordan were very mature.
Yes.
Very mature. And then I'm sitting there. She's on the stage doing a Q&A. And I'm like, oh, yeah, my sister knew her in college.
Shut up.
So afterwards, I text my sister. I'm like, do you think it's weird if I ask her, like just go.
There's
like,
no way she's going to remember your sister.
I go up and I say, this is so weird. Do you remember? And she goes, what? She's like, she was going to be my big in the sorority. And that's what my sister had said about her. And she goes, oh my God, she messaged me and I haven't responded to her. And then she was like, she's still friends with this girl who lives here, who I'm still really close with. And I was like, yeah, I know that girl. And I felt like a big D-hole.
I know where the A-hole is.
The D-hole.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.